Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and speak to him. This is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews says. Let my people go so that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go and continue to hold them, behold, the hand of the Lord will come with a very severe plague on your livestock, which are in the field, on the horses, on the donkeys, on the camels, on the herds, and on the flocks. But the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt, so that no definite time, saying, tomorrow the Lord will do this thing in the land. So the Lord did this thing on the next day, and all the livestock of Egypt died, but not one of the livestock of the sons.
Still you exalt yourself against my
Pharaoh, who feared the word of the Lord, hurried to bring his servants and his livestock into the houses. But everyone who did not pay regard to the word of the Lord left his servants and his livestock in the field. Now the Lord said to Moses, reach out with your hand toward the sky so that hail may fall on all the land of Egypt, on every person and animal, and on every plant of the field throughout the land of Egypt. Reached out with his staff toward the sky, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire ran down to the earth, and the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire flashing intermittently in the midst of the hail, which was very
to them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is the righteous one, and I and my people are the wicked ones. Plead with the Lord, for there has been enough of God's thunder and hail, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. Moses said to him, as soon as I go out of the city, I will spread out my hands to the Lord. The thunder will cease, and there will no so that you may know that the earth is the Lord's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you do not yet fear the Lord God. Now the flax and the barley were ruined, for the barley was in the ear and the flax was in bud. But the wheat and the spelt